time for the broadcast of Voices from Midtown and Beyond with your host, Damon Daniels.
Good afternoon, Kansas City. As always, it's a pleasure to come to you across the airways and share with you what's going on, what's trending in Kansas City. I am so excited this afternoon. I have some guests in the studio with me from University of Missouri Extension's 4-H program, which I probably already said that wrong. I might have. They give me the thumbs up that I said it. I said it right. But I have three guests in the studio with me. Actually, four guests. A young lady who's a up and coming scholar as well. Mom says yes, yes. So I'm gonna let my guests introduce themselves, starting to my far left.
Yes, my name is Tommy Thomas III. There are three of us, so I got to put the suffix on there. I am the youth specialist in 4-H for Jackson County MU Extension, so I run some of the 4-H programs here in the county, and I'll let my staff introduce themselves as well.
My name is Aisha Williams, and I am the 4-H youth educator for the 4-H Youth Futures College Readiness Program. I've been with 4-H for 15 years. I started an after-school program with youth, and now I mentor high school students.
Excellent, excellent. And to my right.
Yes, hi. My name is Bill Coe. I'm the director CEO of Green Acres Urban Farmer Research Project. And we have a 4-H club. This is our first year at East High School North Greenhouses. We specialize in aquaponics and urban farming. And we're the only aquaponics and urban farming 4-H club in Jackson County.
Wow.
So we're excited.
Wow. That's impressive. That's impressive.
Yes.
We're going to dive into that here momentarily. But I wanted to, I met Tommy yesterday during the meeting. We were talking about really developing a safer and healthier community for our youth, particularly in the urban core and around the Prospect Corridor area. And I got word about this college readiness program that the 4-H offers. And so I said, hey, we got to get the word out about this. And so Aisha, tell us a little bit about the college readiness program.
Yes, the College Readiness Program is a program offered through the 4-H program, Missouri Extension, and it's a program, it's a year-long program, and the students come about, they can come four times a month or 1 hour, whatever time they can, after school or during school, and they learn the basics of how to fill out a FAFSA, how to apply to school, what schools they want to go to, what careers that they want to pursue, especially if it's first generational students who parents who did not go to college, it's really useful for them because, you know, if their parents didn't go to college, they're not going to know what to do and how to prep themselves.
Right.
And we really like to work with students who are freshmen because it gets their minds going and it gives them more time to prep. But a lot of times we run to students who are seniors who are not ready to go yet. And we're like, you're about to go into society, so you need help. And so our program offers that help and mentorship. And even if they do not want to go to college, we teach them about trade schools. We partner with other organizations to volunteer at, to do internships. Basically, we're just preparing them for life. So it's a program. And we offer free food during our sessions as well as we're prepping for them. And then we do college tours. We do family nights. So there's nights where we'll have events. Like, for example, we went to iFly. But then they did an educational component about science with iFly. And then they had a fun time with the family. And then we'll talk with the families. Like, well, what do you need help with? What do you want to learn more about? So we're also building relationships with the families as well.
So some people might see this and say, well, is this just for getting me ready to go to MU or is this getting me ready to go to LU or any college for that matter? Tell us about that.
It's any college. It's not MU. So we just don't promote MU. I mean, my boss may, but we don't just promote MU. We promote all colleges. So basically what I do is a personality test with each student. I have them go online and they do a test where they kind of put in some of the things they like to do and it'll show them all the majors according to what their personality
That's really good. Then we go look up
colleges according to what those majors are. And then we look at prices, how much they cost. Then we look at scholarships and we look at ways of how they get funded. So they may pick a really expensive school. They may pick a school they can afford. But we see what's reasonable. And then also do another thing called My Future, where they actually go online and look at the jobs. They pick the jobs and it shows them how much they're going to make and they do a budget. Like they pick the type of housing they want, the type of car, or what they're going to spend. It'll show them how much money they have left based off the career that they pick. And I'm saying, are you happy with that salary? If not, then you need to go back to the board, find a different major, find a different, you know, kind of what you want to get paid. So it's like, you know, no one did it for me and I think it's awesome because then it gives them more power to say, you can determine how much money you make in the future.
Right, absolutely.
By preparing now. And your job right now is looking for scholarships, making good grades. That's your money maker, because then you won't be in debt, you know, years later, because you're preparing now.
Now, do you all do like ACT prep as well, and SATs and all that stuff too, or?
We try to find programs to partner with to do ACT prep and SAT prep. I'm not really certified in that program, but if I have to, I will. Like, I found some practice tests online that I'll be doing with my students. And then we're also going to be, we're trying to get connected with UMKC as well to do some mentorship. They have a program. They haven't started it yet. We're waiting to hear back from them. But we're trying to partner with people to offer that program, because it's really expensive to get ACT prep. I mean, people spend thousands of dollars on ACT. SAT prep. So we're trying to get it free for our students so they can be prepared, because a lot of colleges, you can go for free by having a great score. And I'm like, that's your job right there, making sure you get a good score.
I think the Urban League also does that too, some ACT prep.
They do. We've talked to the Urban League and some other of our community partners as well. And our program focuses, and Aisha does an amazing job on really pushing financial literacy. Last year, our seniors that graduated from our program, 75% went on to higher education and received some type of scholarship or financial aid. Half of those students did go to Mizzou at a full ride. But at the same time, we're promoting financial literacy, not just going to school, but going to school with a purpose, intentionality, knowing what degree you want to get, knowing what you're going to make from that degree, and hopefully coming out as close to liquid as possible.
Yeah, that is so important. Yeah. And, you know, I when I first went off to college, I wanted to be a psychologist. And after enrolling, and here's another thing that I did not know, because I was the first person in my family, my immediate family, to go to college. So I didn't have anyone to kind of prep me for it as well. But I ended up enrolling, and this is, should not have occurred, but I think I enrolled in 21 credit hours my first semester.
You're crazy.
See, I thought that you're supposed to have, like, you have seven classes or whatever.
Like, during high school.
So you have seven classes you take during,
a full day.
I had no idea what I was getting myself into. By midterms, I had withdrawn for about half of those. But no, I mean, so having that prep is so important, especially for our young people who didn't have that in their household or anyone to kind of guide their footsteps as well. So that's really important as well. So how do folks get in touch with you guys? How do they get enrolled? How do they get started with your college prep program?
Well, there's several ways. We do pay for their enrollment for 4-H, for the 4-H organization, which is a great benefit as well.
So it's a free?
Free 4-H Club.
Free 4-H Club.
The 4-H Youth Futures Program is grant-funded. So this component of 4-H, we have funding to pay for their 4-H enrollment fees, and we're actively recruiting now.
You hear that, folks? Hey, if you have any questions, give us a call at 576-7400. That's 816-576-7400. Give us a call if you have some interest or have additional questions. But how do they sign up? How do they get signed up?
Well, they can text me or email me. So I'll give my number. My number is area code 816-945-4044. You could just text send college prep information, and I'll send the link to do online and kind of do an interview over the phone and let them know about the program. Or they can email me at Williams, W-I-L-L-I-A-M-S, the letters I-C, at Missouri, spelled out, MISSOURI.EDU. Or are we on Facebook? So if you're a Facebooker, you can look up KC Mo 4-H Youth Futures College Within Reach. We are the only one in Kansas City, Missouri. So if you go on Facebook and find me on there, I'm sure we can get you started.
Excellent, excellent. So the number again is?
816-945-4044.
All right, you heard her, y'all. Give her a call or shoot her, send her over a text inquiring about the college readiness program. And we'll come back to that information again, just in case if you're driving, you get a chance to write that down as well. But Bill, tell us about the farming.
Okay. Again, this is Bill Koh, Director CEO of Green Acres Urban Farm and Research Project. And we are a 4-H club for the very reasons we talked about. And the greatest things about the 4-H club that we've been able to make an impact in our community. Now, 4-H is traditionally a rural club with rural farmers and communities working together. It's a nationally recognized best organization. And so for urban farming or urban kids, mm-hmm. it's a huge accomplishment. This year, Damon, we were named Jackson County Farm of the Year for Green Acres. Wow. Go wow. Green. That's all of our Go Green team. Right. We're Facebook Live in this too. Right. Yeah, yeah. What's up? Say what's up. Because our crew is we launched a worldwide campaign at Green Acres. It's Go Green 2019. And in that, we've traveled all around the world. But our 4-H Club kids have been on our virtual tours around the world. And so they're understanding the importance of their education, healthy habits, how we can change the narrative in our own school, in our community, and the impact we can have on the world. Wow. So I encourage all your parents out here, get out here, get connected with 4-H Club. We do urban farming. We're one of the largest aquaponics facilities in Kansas City.
So for folks who don't know what aquaponics is, can you tell us what is that?
For folks that don't know about aquaponics is going to be the future of healthy food production in the world. One of the things is if we take, it's aquaculture, so we take fish and we take plants mm-hmm. and we grow the fish and the plants with no soil. And it's really incredible. The food is really good. The kids have never tasted fresh food
without soil. Okay.
And it tastes totally different. It's no pesticides, no chemicals. Mm. It's just what you can get. It's the best of the best worlds, particularly if you like fish. Most fish that's in our inner city is actually farmed in very, very bad methods. It's not the highest quality that it needs to be or that it could be. So we're started 10 years ago by our founder, Carol Coe, in the east side of Kansas City, Missouri. Mm-hmm. And as that program started in aquaponics, we've gone into urban farming, and we started really educating and training all the kids at East High School and the community. The things that we're accomplishing this year and then the years prior to that are just amazing because we're seeing more and more food insecurity in our community, mm-hmm. healthy habits sponsored by 4-H Club, recognizing that kids need to learn about how to eat healthy and where to get that healthy food. Mm-hmm. And so we're trying to break down those barriers. One quick thing that we did accomplishment-wise, which we're really proud of, we talked about food insecurity. We received a grant, wrote a grant for Green Acres, our 4-H Club, saying, hey, we want to put refrigerated coolers in our school so that we can stock the food pantry for people and children in our community that can come in and get healthy food and get access to healthy food.
Yeah, that's
really
cool.
And it's just really cool because the kids are now connected to the community they come from. They're serving the community they come from. They're growing food. They're educating. They're training. They're even speaking out to other kids in lower grades as a part of the Healthy Habits program. So,
but how many families are you all feeding with that program?
Damon, we have we service one of the largest high school. Great question. The East High School has over 46 nationalities of students from around the world.
Right.
It's the most incredible diversity that we've ever seen in Kansas City. Right, I'm not talking about some foreign country. It's here, bro.
Right.
So we're serving those kids in the East High School agricultural program. Mm. We got 150 kids there. Wow. Shout out to my ag team, Go Green, Andrew and Zach. You know, you guys holding it down. But our ag program is destined to be one of the largest attractors in the state of Missouri. That's our goal. Wow. And educate these kids, train these kids in green initiatives, green jobs, green opportunities like Tommy was talking about, like, you know, youth futures. We're creating that traffic way for these kids to be the next generation of and whether you want to go to college or not, this is a great program for you because you're learning a lot hands-on. Mm-hmm. Everything in the textbook, the science, technology, engineering, art, and math, we're doing it every day.
Tell me about some of the careers that folks can go into when you talk about the green.
Oh, my gosh. Careers. Okay, well, you can go up to PhD levels mm-hmm. in aquaponics, urban farming, agriculture, agribusiness, and marketing, advertising, mm-hmm. all of these different things are components of what we're about at Green Acres.
Wow.
So we're showing kids how to grow food, wash food, protect food, biosecurity, all of these different things that, hey, you know what? They're not on the career board, but these are the emerging careers for people like hands-on, creativity, engineering. Mm-hmm. It's all kinetic, which means if you like working with your hands and you like building stuff, you need to go to Green Acres because that's what we do.
I think I have an idea here.
Yes.
I think I might want to open up a restaurant or something like that and just serve like farm to table food.
We do. We have.
Do you guys have that already?
We service. We don't have the restaurant, but we're contacting and we grow food. Like this year, we're growing food for the state of Missouri State Fair.
Oh,
this is our second year.
Wow.
And so we're growing microgreens, leafy greens. I mean, it's the freshest of the fresh. Can you imagine?
You got collard greens down there, too, now?
Yes, we do Georgia collards, but we need to make them Missouri because they're going to Missouri. So we're going to flip the script. They're now
Missouri
collard greens. Right, yes. Right. And we feature Missouri fish. So we've got healthy organic catfish. We've got healthy organic largemouth bass. And we do feature tilapia. And I've got a goldfish about this big.
Wow. So he put up about a foot long. There,
I know. If you can see my fish story, it gets longer and longer. But you can check us out at Green Acres Urban Farm and Research Project on Facebook. Or our website is gogreenkc.org. It's gogreenkc.org. I'm Bill Coe. I'm the director, CEO. I can give you my number if you're interested in learning more about our farm. We need your help. We say join the Go Green team. So we want everybody to join the Go Green team because it's important that we change our future through nutrition and health and aquaculture, aquaponics, urban farming. Come out here and support us. My number is 816-806-3294. I'll repeat it again, 816-806-3294. Like us, support us on Facebook. We need your support because we've been in the community for 10 years, and now we're seeing the need to really, really reach these kids. Like these programs that are here, guys, let's do this. Let's do this for our community. Go green.
We're going to talk a little bit about, after this commercial break, how folks can get involved hands-on as well. Let's pay some bills. We'll be right back. Welcome back to Voices of Midtown and Beyond. I'm your host, Damon Daniel, and I have with me in the studio members from the 4-H MU Extension. We're talking about college readiness and preparedness as well as aquaponics and urban farming as well. So for those of you who are just tuning in, I'm going to ask Aisha. I'm going to get it right, y'all. I'm going to get it right. To talk a little bit more, for just give us a quick overview of what folks may have missed if they're just tuning in about the College Readiness Program and how they can get their youth signed up.
Awesome. Yes, I'm Aisha Williams with the 4-H Youth Futures College Prep Program, and we offer a free college prep program for students ages 14 to 18. We meet once a week at different sites, offer free food, college prep. We also look for ACT tutoring. We do career prep, and we help find internships, basically getting students ready for the future.
Excellent, excellent. How folks can get in touch with you? What's that number again?
The number is, you can text at 816-945-4044, or you can find us on Facebook, Kansas City, Missouri 4-H Youth Futures College Within Reach, or you can email me at Williams, WILLIAMS, the letters IC, at Missouri, spelled out MISSOURI.EDU.
Excellent, excellent. And Bill,
give
folks a quick little overview of aquaponics and how they can get involved, how they can get in touch with you.
Okay. Aquaponics, again, is the science of aquaculture, meaning fish and plants. And basically what we use is we use the fish waste, or like my people say, the fish poop, which fertilizes the plants in water. Our system is one of the largest systems in Kansas City. It's used currently in over 100 plus countries around the world. So students are getting the state-of-the-art technology and training in aquaculture and green initiatives. The way you can get in touch with us is either by Facebook. It's Green Acres Urban Farm and Research Project. That long title, that'll pull us up. Also, my number is 816-806-3294. We appreciate and accept donations and volunteers. You can see what we're doing. 2 weeks ago, we've been recognized as Jackson County Farm of the Year for 2019. We'll be Facebook Living the event at the State Fair. Our urban kids are going to be able to see a State Fair and actually be on stage when we accept the award. It's It's a prestigious honor for the state of Missouri. We appreciate all your Go Green support worldwide. I mean, I can shout out to the countries that follow us, that track with us, all array across the world. We're building this worldwide virtual classroom, Damon. So we're really teaching people here in Kansas City.
That is so impressive.
Yes, yes. So but we've been in it 10 years. We're going to be rocking it 10 more years. Stay tuned with this, track with us. Help support us. You can volunteer with us. Look for us, what we're doing and how we're connecting. We expect our 4-H club to go to triple this year.
Excellent. So excellent. Congratulations. Congratulations. You mentioned the word volunteer. Mr. Thomas, tell us a little bit about how folks can get involved.
Absolutely. So some of you might be asking, what is 4-H? So 4-H is actually one of the largest youth organizations in the world, and they do programming for youth ranging from ages 5 to 18. And they do a lot of their programming through volunteer-based clubs. So, for example, Bill is one of our adult volunteers. He leads our 4-H Urban Farm Club. And we have tons of other clubs, whether you're talking about equine, working with horses, different projects, art, robotics, engineering. We have adult volunteers who help youth learn subject matter in those areas and do projects. So we're always looking for new volunteers to lead those projects. And we are definitely, it's an open year recruiting, so it's all year long with the programs. And the volunteers can get in touch with me, and I can give my contact information whenever you're ready.
Yes, please give me your contact information.
Absolutely. So my contact information email is thomasto@missouri.edu. That is thomasto. At MISSOURI.EDU. And my phone number in my office direct is 816-482-5869.
Please give them a call, y'all. So the volunteers that you're looking for, is there an age range in terms of volunteers? Or do they need to have a certain background? Can you tell us a little bit about some of the qualifications of the possible volunteers that you're looking for?
Great question. Ages, we're looking for any adult volunteers, so 18 and up, you can be an adult volunteer. We do have a background process that we do screening and our background checks through, and I will basically guide you through that process. So there is an orientation that you do one time. You can complete your profile through 4-H online, or you can do a paper enrollment. And I can help volunteers get set up through that entire process.
And what's the time commitment? You know, I'm a busy guy, but I'm really interested in this. And I'm wondering, I mean, if I took maybe 2 hours out of the week, would that be enough? Or how much time does it require for some of us?
Absolutely. So 4-H is a very liquid organization. It can really mold to what you want it to be. So depending on how much time you have to volunteer, you can run a club. To have a chartered 4-H club, this is throughout the year, you just need 6 hours of project time and one culmination project. Mm-hmm. So you can run a club and do one quick project in a month. Mm-hmm. You can meet once a month for a year, however long you want to. So we'll have a spot for you based on your availability.
So let me understand this. So if, say, for example, I do really good at changing brakes on cars and something like that, right? And I wanted to teach a program on how you change brakes so that young people can maybe do that, you know, on their own, or maybe have maybe get involved in being a mechanic or something like that. Is that the type of program that I would have to design myself and maybe come with in terms of volunteering? Is that what you're looking for, or a little bit different?
We can make a project out of almost anything. We have lots of curriculum that you can work with.
Okay.
And you don't have to be an expert. The curriculum kind of walks you through how to lead a club in certain project areas.
Okay.
Or you can create your own project area. Like, we can have a brake changing club, bike riding club, reading club.
Okay.
You have a lot of autonomy to create the club that you want to create. And we run on four main components: belonging, generosity, independence, and mastery. Those are the four components that we teach to our youth to be able to grow and manifest throughout their 4-H programming career.
Belonging, independence.
Generosity.
And mastery. Wow, that's really great. That's really great. You talk about really instilling some morals and values in our youth, especially things that they can aspire to sort of build their character as well and learn. At the same time, really some valuable trades like performing as well. This is really, really great, y'all. So, hey, if you have any questions, we're almost out of time, but you can give us a call at 816-576-7400. Let's repeat those numbers and contact information again. So for volunteers, how do they get in touch with you again?
So you can reach me direct at area code 816-482-5869, or you can reach me via email at thomasto@missouri.edu.
And you can reach me for the 4-H 4-H Youth Futures College Program at area code 816-945-4044 or by email at williamsic@missouri.edu or find us on Facebook under the name of Kansas City, Missouri 4-H Youth Futures College Within Reach Program.
Yes, hi. You can reach me. This is Bill Coe. You can reach me several ways. One is my email is Bill Coe, which is spelled C-O-E-C-E-O at gmail.com. It's the email address. The phone number you can reach me is 816-806-3294. And you can reach out and connect with us on Facebook at Green Acres Urban Farm and Research Project. That's Green Acres Urban Farm and Research Project. Like us, share us, put us in the groups. We're growing food locally, so we'd love your help and your support. And volunteers are important. We do this with a whole lot of partnerships, and 4-H Club is one of those things that we are really, really thankful for the opportunity. It's a great club. Kids are learning, like you said, those life principles in urban farming and aquaculture. They're learning it through our 4-H influence.
That's really great. That's really great. You know, Kansas City, we can't say that there's nothing for our youth to do when you hear of examples like this. And so if you have a young person out there between the ages of 5 and 18, this could be an excellent opportunity to have them doing something more productive that's really going to change their life, keep them on the right track as well. And so if you have a young person that's about to be a freshman in high school, or if you're already in high school, going to your sophomore year or junior year, especially, this is the time to be thinking about what's next. This is the time to be thinking about your future and preparing for it. And so this is an excellent opportunity for our young people to sign up and get involved in college readiness. And it's free. As a parent who's raised a college grad now, thank God. Thank you, Jesus. I'm telling you, though, it is so important to find programs like this that will help your young people as well. And then being able to expose them to things like urban farming, something that you can utilize your whole life as well. And so, and to those of you who are out there who say, you know what, you know, violence and crime is out of hand and I want to do something about it, this is an opportunity for you to do something about it. Get roll up your sleeves, volunteer your time, really give back to our young people so they have an opportunity to be successful in life. And so you can give back by giving your time and your talents as well. And so this is an excellent opportunity to do that. As always, you all, it's a pleasure coming across the airways to share information with you about what's trending and what's going on in Kansas City. If you need to reach me at the Ad Hoc Group Against Crime, the number is 816-861-5500. That's our general office number. And as always, it takes all of us to create a safe community. This is Damon Daniel from Voices of Midtown and Beyond. Peace.